Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Irish acts doing well abroad, all over the shop. Emer was telling us on Monday about the coverage that's going to be of Glastonbury over the weekend on the BBC and all the different times that you can tune in and watch everyone performing, the Dua Lipas and the Coldplays. Yeah, that's all fine. That's great. Fair play to Dua Lipa and Coldplay. Mm. Did you know there are more than 20 Irish acts performing at Glastonbury this weekend? Kneecap, Fontaines DC, Two Door Cinema Club, New Dad, Annie Mac, The Mary Wallopers, Lancome, Problem Patterns, Caleb Coonle, I think that's how you pronounce it, Dervish, The Burma, Ryan McMullen, The Scratch. What a band, Emer. One of Emer's favourites.
If you're going to Glastonbury, make it your mission to go and see The Scratch play live. They're incredible. You love them.
And if you're not going to Glastonbury to see The Scratch, but you get a chance to see The Scratch at some point in your future, do
go
it.
Go see The Scratch.
Kingfisher, Sprints, Pillow Queens, Kojak, Sally C, Orla, Saoirse, Bicep, Ketama, Cormac, Moya Brennan of Clannad fame. She might just be the sister of Enya. Vanya, Fizz, and just in case you mishear me, Max Cooper. Not Matt Cooper.
Max Cooper.
Max Cooper. But there's a list of Irish acts performing just at Glastonbury this weekend. It's absolutely phenomenal. Love on Irish music is in such rude health. But guess what? I'm taking it to the next level.
Oh.
I think it's too late for me to get called up to the main stage of Glastonbury for this. But I think next year, prepare yourselves. You've had McCartney. You've had Chris Martin. You've had Kanye.
Elton John.
Elton John.
Beyonce.
You're going to have me and the Today FM toilet. And, not in, and. John Agori says, ah, Dave, nobody wants to know what you create in the toilet. Yes. Now, you say that, John, you say that. However, sometimes when you flush the toilet in Today FM, not all the time, sometimes it makes a really weird noise.
Our waterworks aren't the greatest.
I don't know. It's an old building. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it makes this weird rumbling noise. And it goes on for maybe 7 seconds and it stops. This morning, just before the show, it went on for ages. So long, in fact, that I started to harmonise with the toilet noise, and I think I've created something beautiful.
Okay, I'm in the toilet, and it's making a really low-pitched, weird noise, so I've just been harmonising it a lot of the time.
It knew the vibes. So
you're so weird, man.
Why is that weird?
How does that get into your head? That noise has been going on there for the last 4 years.
Because Dave harmonizes with everything.
That's actually true. But as soon as I hear a note, I'm like, I could harmonize that.
Was there anyone in any of the other cubicles? Yeah, do you know?
Was Max Cooper there? Preparing for his Glastonbury set?
No, there was no one else. Although, I wouldn't care. If there was someone else there, I still would have harmonized and videoed myself. In fact, I'm going to put it up on my social now because I made a video of me doing it.
It does sound pretty cool.
It does sound like, as I said, it sounds like a Lord of the Rings thing or something.
Or it sounds like the start of a concept album of an Irish act. Actually, not dissimilar to Lancome, who were playing Glastonbury.
It could be a
Lancome track.
Lancome 1 year, Dave Moore plus toilet. Now, how will I get Today FM's waterworks to Glastonbury?
Yeah. I think if you were going to do it at any festival, it would be Glastonbury, because you could have it as like, is it an art installation? Is it a musical act? Is it just a madman humming in the jacks? We don't know.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.